Developing a comprehensive BHAP policy can be daunting, requiring careful consideration of many moving parts. It is crucial to approach this policy with a focus on encouraging members to seek help rather than imposing punitive measures that could discourage them from reaching out. When crafting the BHAP policy, reviewing and building each component with the overall summary in mind is essential. The language and tone used in the policy can make a significant impact on how members perceive it and whether they are willing to seek help. While it is crucial to emphasize the importance of seeking help, the policy should still specify the consequences of substance misuse, such as failed drug tests. This can be achieved without adopting a punitive approach. One critical aspect of the BHAP policy is determining whether members will be allowed time off to seek treatment. This component should be carefully considered and clearly outlined in the policy. Lastly, the BHAP policy must have a well-developed plan for reintegrating members into the workforce after seeking treatment. This plan should be tailored to the individual member's needs and include appropriate support and resources, as well as measures for protecting the member's confidentiality to ensure a smooth transition. By emphasizing the importance of seeking help, developing appropriate consequences for substance misuse, allowing time off for treatment, and providing comprehensive support for members during the reintegration process, organizations can create a policy that encourages a culture of support, openness, and understanding around mental health and substance use concerns. As you begin the development of your policies, or as you audit the policies already in place, the approach should be to maximize mission performance. The guidelines that will assist your members in achieving a healthy mindset will increase that mission performance. Knowing this allows you to seek out and implement programs that may have been considered inconvenient until recent years. Programs that focus on your retiree demographic, family support, and spiritual guidance can create a whole health approach to the behavioral health aspects within your organization. Vetting the facilities you will be sending your members to and designing systems with those facilities that allow your members to remain dignified are all factors you must address as a leader. Knowing what a return-to-work status involves within your organization, the workers' compensation system, and about health insurance providers will reduce any unforeseen issues that may arise with a mental wellness-related injury. Lastly, crafting a message from you directly that validates a member who may be seeking help is one more step in reinforcing the importance of this program within your organization. One key policy to consider is to provide a psychological examination annually. This allows members to assess their mental health and well-being and identify any areas of concern that may require further attention. Additionally, including a behavioral health questionnaire as part of the annual process can help members acquire additional insight into their mental health and well-being. The clinician should review the questionnaire before the exam and discuss any aspects that may be addressed. A high priority should be placed on ensuring that your members trust the clinician. The additional support can help members address any issues identified in the questionnaire and provide guidance on maintaining good mental health. Peer support team members can also be used as valuable assets in reaching out to your members and establishing trust. In addition to setting up visits with a trusted clinician, consider incorporating station visits with peer support team members. These settings can provide a relaxed setting for your members to connect with the team and discuss any concerns they may have, creating opportunities for your members to feel comfortable discussing behavioral health topics will foster a culture of openness and encourage seeking help when necessary. Peer support is an integral component of any BHAP policy, and as such, it is essential to create formal policies surrounding its implementation. A formal charter should be developed, outlining the role and authority of the peer support team. It is crucial to establish clear guidelines on who can be a part of the team and what the selection process and criteria are. A reporting structure should also be developed to ensure that the team is held accountable and their efforts are effective. Finding empathetic and caring individuals who have shared experiences with your members can create a sense of community and provide a valuable support system. The peer support team can be the backbone of your BHAP policy. By investing in its development, you can improve your first responders' mental wellness and maximize mission performance. More information on building a robust peer support program can be found in the peer support section of this toolkit. Education and training programs are crucial to any effective BHAP. As an agency, consider initiating an educational continuum that begins during new hire training and continues throughout the career progression of your members. Additionally, providing educational programs for retirees and their families can promote overall wellness and improve mental health. These programs should cover topics such as resiliency, communication, financial planning, family and relationship tools, and navigating through retirement. By offering comprehensive education, your agency can improve your members' work-life balance and potentially reduce sick time and divorce rates. Providing ongoing training engagements can also serve as an opportunity to reinforce these essential skills and promote a culture of wellness within your organization. The sustainability of your BHAP is critical to its success, and this sustainability should start at the inception of the program. It is essential to have leadership and key stakeholders agree on the BHAP model and related policies. This will provide you with the buy-in necessary for the success of this program. Annual reviews of the program and policies, along with measuring outcomes, will justify program budget support. Data on program cost and return on investment should also be tracked to justify the program. Continuous quality improvement is key to ensuring the program is working well and improving other strategies as needed. Sustaining what is working well and adjusting what is not will ensure the program's longevity. With the right leadership, buy-in from stakeholders, and a commitment to continuous improvement, your BHAP can be sustained and produce positive outcomes for your organization. As you develop your BHAP, you must work with the authorities within your agency to ensure maximum benefits. Your Human Resources Department or staff person can offer guidance on improving existing systems, while city, county administration, and elected officials can provide the necessary support for successful implementation. Ensuring your leadership and chief officers have bought into the program is crucial. They must provide a safe place for members seeking support and help break down mental wellness stigma. Creating appropriate support for leadership experiencing behavioral health concerns will enhance their overall well-being, allowing them to lead by example and support their team members. Lastly, knowing and upholding Florida statutes related to first responder behavioral health and peer support is essential. This allows you to evaluate what is expected, understand your responsibilities, and guide peer support members while maintaining confidentiality. Florida Statute Chapter 112, Section 1815 includes standards for determining the compensability of employment-related post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, under workers' compensation insurance for first responders. The law allows first responders that meet certain conditions to access indemnity and medical benefits for PTSD without an accompanying physical injury. Furthermore, subsection 6 of this statute directs that an employing agency of a first responder, including volunteer first responders, must provide educational training related to mental health awareness, prevention, mitigation, and treatment. Florida Statute Chapter 111, Section 09 defines peer support in first responder employing agencies as the provision of physical, moral, or emotional support to a first responder by a first responder peer for the purpose of addressing physical or emotional conditions or other issues associated with being a first responder. Furthermore, this statute defines peer support communications, the confidentiality of peer support encounters, and limited exceptions to the confidentiality provision, such as the first responder receiving peer support, giving permission in writing to share the information, the peer supporter suspecting criminal activity, or the peer supporter fears for the safety of the responder or others due to the information disclosed during a peer support encounter. As statutes continue to change, we encourage you to maintain an awareness of the most up-to-date laws regarding first responder mental health in Florida. The remaining sections of the BHAP Toolkit will lead you through the creation of BHAP components within your agency. Think of the BHAP components like a menu in which education for all members of the foundation. Agencies often choose to build peer support teams simultaneously with education initiatives, since peer support is a critical component to enhancing responder mental wellness. It is important that members have clear, consistent, and widely available information about accessing peer support team members, as well as outpatient and inpatient clinical services. As agencies grow their BHAPs, they should focus on all aspects of the BHAP model in an order that fits their size, specific needs, and capacity. A comprehensive BHAP includes resources for prevention, early intervention, and postvention services to support members at all levels of the behavioral health continuum. As described in the BHAP framework section of this toolkit, it is important to regularly assess the effectiveness of all aspects of the BHAP, including, but not limited to, clinician availability, member utilization rates, and satisfaction with services and programs. If services are not proving effective for your members, make the necessary adjustments and reassess effectiveness after a specified amount of time. The BHAP Toolkit was built for you as a leader of first responders. The attached task books are provided to you as a way to map the development of your program. In these task books, you will find valuable resources such as templates, evaluation metrics, and sample standard operating procedures and guidelines. These are provided as a way to kickstart your program and help you develop this essential part of your organization. If there is anything you need that you have not been able to locate in the BHAP Toolkit, please contact the Second Alarm Project so we may assist you further.